This is St. Louis Public Radio. In southeast Missouri, there's an area that contains the largest lead deposits in the world. The Old Lead Belt, as it's called, was full of active mines and thriving towns in the late 19th century. Now many of these mines have closed. As federal officials clean up contamination at these former mines, scientists are studying how lead has affected local songbird populations and the environment. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chin reports.
Just a few miles off the road in Fredericktown, Missouri, three women are walking towards what looks like a Martian landscape. The ground is a reddish-tan color, and the vegetation is sparse. One of them, Rebecca Brasso, is an avian toxicologist at Southeast Missouri State University. She and her students are studying birds that live at this former lead mine.
But yeah, let's take you on a tour up around the site to what we call the desert, which is a big open wasteland of mine tailings.
Tailings are materials like gravel, sand, and various metals that are discarded from the ore.
It's not great bird habitat, but there sure are a lot of birds here.
Brasso's students check on nests and take blood samples from birds at this location, which is part of the Madison County Mine Superfund site. Past mining allowed lead to seep into the soil. And since many songbirds forage in or around the ground, scientists want to know if the metal is building up inside the birds' bodies. The idea of using birds as signals for environmental health is not new. Think of where the phrase canary in the coal mine comes from. Miners would bring birds into tunnels, and when they stopped singing or die, that told miners to leave because of low oxygen levels. Brasso says scientists can use songbirds in a similar way to learn how lead has affected the environment in parts of southeast Missouri.
And if a songbird is picking up lead, who's to say that if there's an area where there are children playing and they touch the soil and lick their hands, which children put everything in their mouths, it's the exact same transfer mechanism.
Through a pair of binoculars, Kathy Hickson, a master's student at SEMO, watches a bird enter one of two dozen nests they've set up at the site. She returns with a male bluebird in a small drawstring bag.
So you're going to hand me that one.
Hickson and an undergrad student, Hannah Powell, sit down with rulers, scales, and other equipment between them. They attach a metal band inscribed with numbers to the bird's leg.
So 27414-5931.
Hickson spreads one of the wings to draw blood from the bird.
One more flinch.
The Department of the Interior is funding Brasso's research to find out what possible damage historic lead mining has caused wildlife in Missouri's lead district. Dave Mosby is a biologist at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
There's also potential that as birds are exposed, that their populations decline, they're less healthy, they're less fit to survive and reproduce.
Many species of American songbirds have been declining for decades. Frank Thompson, a biologist at University of Missouri-Columbia, says most nests fail due to predators or natural disasters. Habitat conditions are playing a larger role in recent years.
You know, on average, only about 30% of nests are successful in these forests and woodlands, even without lead effects. So now the challenge is we're studying birds in that context, and we want to try to see if there's effects we can attribute to lead.
After Hickson and Paul finish their notes on the bluebird, they release it back into the wild.
So he just landed at the top of that tree right over here.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
So he'll hang out there and be all angry at the world for a little bit.
Brasso says it's already clear from the data they've analyzed so far that the bluebirds are accumulating lead. But proving that it's enough to interfere with their ability to reproduce could be difficult.
That's what we find in toxicology, whether it's lead, mercury, PCBs, that you can find some damages, but it takes a lot of any contaminant to really push them over that edge.
But if they do find enough to push songbirds over the edge, it's possible that other wildlife are being affected too. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.